SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, Australia's emergency minister is on her way to North Queensland. Canada talks tough on tariffs as the US counts the potential cost. And in sport, Travis Head and Annabelle Sutherland win top honours at this year's Australian Cricket Awards. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. Emergency Services Minister Jenny McAllister is on her way to North Queensland as the flooding emergency continues to unfold. She is expected to speak with representatives from flood-affected communities in Townsville, one of the city's military personnel are currently providing assistance to amid heavy rain and flash flooding across the region. Miriam Bradbury from the Bureau of Meteorology says some catchments are holding steady or even starting to fall as the rain continues, while others continue to rise in response to past rainfall. Queensland Premier David Crisafulli says flood-hit Queensland is ready for whatever happens.
I'm asking Queenslanders to do all they can to make sure that you stay safe, and that means listening to warnings, responding as quickly as you can, helping out friends and family. And I'm very confident we will get through this.
The New South Wales Premier says he expects the government's ethics rules will be changed following revelations the state's transport minister used a taxpayer-funded car and driver for private use. More instances have emerged since it became public knowledge. Jo Halen used the official car to take her and some friends to a boozy winery lunch in the Hunter Valley, including dropping her children off at Weekend Sport in Sydney. The revelations have sparked calls for Ms. Halen to be sacked, along with Housing Minister Rose Jackson, who was part of the group taken in the government car to the Hunter Valley private event. But Chris Minns has maintained amending the ethics rules is the better approach.
I appreciate that this is a major error and a big lapse of judgment. And I am confident and I'm hopeful, and I've told them both that I expect that they'll learn from this mistake and that they won't repeat it.
A review of online safety laws has recommended social media companies face massive fines if they fail to protect Australians from online harm. The recommendations essentially shift the legal onus for safety on to the tech giants, which would include requiring companies with the greatest reach to complete a risk assessment at least every 12 months and produce an annual report detailing their risk mitigation actions. The review findings have been in the government's hands for months, but today is the first day they've been publicly released. It's unlikely the government will respond this fortnight of parliamentary sittings, but Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young says ultimately the policy that comes from this report should not be influenced by fear of intimidation from the tech companies.
We know that Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, cozy with President Trump and wanting to make sure they can have full control over tech policy. Australia can't be... Australia cannot hide behind the couch hoping that Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg and Donald Trump won't notice us.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has joined an informal meeting of European Union leaders in Brussels, part of an effort to improve relations years after Britain left the bloc. He said he wants to make progress on that score, but the Prime Minister has shut down speculation it means the UK will rejoin the EU.
That isn't going to happen. That question was answered when we had a referendum in the UK some years ago. So that's settled. But I do think that we can have a better, closer relationship when it comes to trade and security.
European Union leaders are gathering to discuss how to bolster the continent's defences against Russia and how to handle US President Donald Trump after his decision to impose tariffs on goods from Canada, Mexico and China. Starmer has defended his country in not choosing between either the United States or the 27-member EU and intends to work with both partners. To sport now, and Travis Head and Annabelle Sutherland have won Australian cricket's top individual honours for the first time. Head has convincingly won the Allan Border Medal, becoming the first South Australian to claim that award, while Sutherland has won the Belinda Clark Award, days after becoming the first woman to score a test ton at the MCG. Ms. Sutherland says she's proud to have played for her country this year, but maintains it has been a whole-of-team effort.
I feel like the team kind of performances stick with me more than individual performances, I think. It's sort of been ups and downs with the World Cup in there and then to cap off with the Ashes. But I've thoroughly enjoyed the last 12 months. You can't complain when you're pulling on the Aussie colours, and I've loved every minute of it.
And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Camille Bianchi.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.